Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Are you ready?
It's Afternoons with OMF.
Joining us now, as he will every Patriots Monday on this show, it's Tom Brady.
What's up, guys?
You know, we read, and not only on sports radio and in the media, but try to read into things all the time.
Brady not celebrating Jared Stidham and celebrating Brian Hoyer.
Well, what do you make of that?
I make a lot of that.
Anything?
No, people read it.
Jarring. It's jarring.
Should we let Nick ask a question?
You remember in Something Wild when Melanie Griffith had you handcuffed to the bed?
I'm not sure where we're going with this.
And you're chain to the thing and you couldn't get away?
No, I don't have any comment.
The man has to get to practice.
Yeah, we gotta go.
That won some awards, didn't it?
Nope.
What an idiot.
Monday's episode of OMF, it's Bill Belichick.
Have you ever seen an episode of Game of Thrones?
We saw earlier this week that you had a new dog named Nike.
Do you have like a flip phone?
Playing something special for Tom Brady when he gets his 1,000th yard?
Two men enter, one man leave. Mark Bavaro and Rob Gronkowski. Who comes out alive?
Ben, how's it going?
So you don't have an artificial snow machine out here for practice?
Okay, good. Thank you.
Right now.
Tom Brady just said, Nick, what's up, baby? Let me check that off my bucket list.
On Sports Radio WEEI.
Oh, Gia. We're in Foxborough.
Why is it that when I walk into this studio, I just have this like uneasy feeling?
I've been having it for the past three days, at least.
Just driving here this morning, yeah. I walked in the studio and I had this like feeling just that came over me that was like, oh,
you know what? I did the whole Stuart Smiley thing. I looked in the mirror and I practiced and I said, you're good enough. You're smart enough. And God dang it, Bill's going to love your questions.
Yeah, good luck with that
one. You're going to love him. And it's the preseason. Who is it about? Why would he be in a bad mood?
Nothing more important
they
than
beat,
this, Luke.
They beat the crap.
What did I tell you?
Detroit Lions.
What did I tell you?
So I expect Worst him thing. To be like just, you know, hipping and hopping and just, you know, skipping into the studio.
I remember preseason Bill last year. It was fun.
Yeah, that was the worst thing that could have happened the other night.
Why?
They blew out a team. Team wasn't really good. They gave no resistance whatsoever. None.
I thought their offensive line looked good.
Who did?
Detroit's.
What part? When? At what part? When? When?
Oh, that was fun. You know,
maybe it had something to do with Curse gets hurt, and they were all sitting there going, I don't want that. I'm not going to hit anybody. I'm not going to do it.
We'll see.
I don't know, but that was the most lopsided preseason game.
So because of that, you expect them to be in a bad mood?
Yes, because you got nothing out of
it. So wait, what if they lost?
What do you mean
what if they're on the other side of that? How would you expect them to be?
Yeah, but he can't teach
When's he
anything.
In a good mood then? If he's not in a good mood after that one. Everything worked.
Week 9, week 10.
So he doesn't want to hype him up too much and give him too much credit because everything worked well?
Maybe we'll luck out and he'll walk into the studio today and he'll
say, hey, Glenn.
Hey, guys, I'm putting my house up for sale tomorrow.
Well, are we going to see Barbados Bill or just plain old Bill? Off-season Bill? I feel like Bill had
Barbados
a really good off-season.
I feel like he had
a really good off-season. He did a lot.
Yeah, I'm listening to his press conference today, and some female reporter's trying to teach him what a bubble player is. You know?
I saw that.
You think
yeah.
she really knew? Or think she was being a wise ass?
I'm not sure she thought
Bill, it is a bubble. No. Yeah, that's what I mean.
Hi, Bill. Everyone's still fighting for a spot on the team. Can you tell me how impressed you are with some of the players that are considered to be on the bubble, and can you give any names?
Give any names.
Wait, hold, stop. Sorry.
Give any
Did
names.
She ask for names?
Yeah, who are the guys that might get cut?
All,
now, that's
who,
maybe not
who
smart.
Who is that? I want you to list
all
their names.
We've all been there.
Their school, and then tell them. Yeah, come on, really?
Want me to recite the names to you, Bill? I'll recite the names to you. Why don't you try this, Lou? Recite the names and say, Bill, just give us an up or
player?
Down on
is
the
Is he a bubble player?
And can you give any names?
Yeah, I don't know what the bubble is, so. Yeah, I don't know who that is.
I like it. She's dictating. She's telling
them. I don't know who that is.
That's what a bubble is.
Go out there, work with all the players, give them an opportunity, evaluate them. Some guys are improving. We'll see where they end up. So we'll just take it day by day. And
day by day.
Try to do the best we can to put the most competitive team on the field we can.
How many it is what it is do we get?
I think he actually gave her a good answer. He could have shut that down a lot quicker. Bubble.
Yeah, I don't know what the bubble is.
Yeah, first of all, I don't know any coach that would sit there and go, yeah, you know, let me. It's funny you asked me that question. I have a list of guys who may or may not make the team.
Here's the 10 guys that are on the outside looking in, maybe. Yeah, unless they show.
Let's alert the world. Let's let everybody know that they're in a really precarious position and their dreams may just die. Let's do it now.
You know, coming out of Colorado, I thought was not elite, but good.
See, that's where he was wrong. I will debate him on that all day long. No, I was elite.
No, you won't.
I was elite. Bring it up.
I'm not bringing it up.
And I'll be like, yo, you want to go back and forth? Let's go.
Now, is he talking about while you were at Colorado or while you were here?
I think it's a great question.
Because you might have been talking about while you were here. Maybe you weren't elite here.
While I was here.
Yeah, okay. So you thought you were elite while you were 100, here.
No, I was not elite.
But,
I was on the back half of being elite.
So would you say while you were here, you weren't elite, but, you know, you were good?
Yeah.
So what the hell's, where's he wrong?
I want him to say I was elite.
Not elite.
On tape. Can we somehow, like, kind of, you know, edit that together so it makes it seem? So I go, hey, Bill, last year you said this about me.
Yep, no problem, CF.
I do say this, though. We do have some inspiration.
We do.
I heard Greg Hill and Danielle and Fitzy, mostly Greg, but still. I heard those guys interviewing Tom, and I can tell you what, Tom was in a great mood. Tom was in a fabulous mood.
Was it because he was talking to, or was it because he
probably had something
mood
to do with that?
All right.
But none doesn't matter. The fact is that Tom set the tone. I mean, I feel like it was just like a giggle fest, and no matter what Greg asked him, he was going to answer. Maybe, you know, in his own polite, respectful way, but for the most part, I thought they did an excellent job getting everything they could out of that. I thought they could be first time.
Greg doesn't give up the microphone for questions, does he?
Never.
Was that part of the plan, or was it just...
I don't know.
Which, whatever.
I was waiting for Danielle to ask one of those big questions.
I thought Tom was very comfortable in that interview.
Yeah. Should we let Nick ask a question?
He had to ask for permission.
I kind of like that approach. Hey, Bill, you know, I got kids, and I got a job to do, and they're telling me I got to ask you this real inappropriate, uncomfortable question. So I'm going to ask it. You know, tee it up that way.
Bill, people always say we throw softballs at you. Yeah. So I have to ask you this question.
I got a little way of approaching.
Okay, you still haven't given an answer why you didn't play Malcolm Butler.
I think that's the way we should start the show.
Let's do that. Listen, see if it works.
I like it.
Yeah.
You know, last year you weren't comfortable at the time. Now I can understand a lot of time has passed.
I've learned.
Now you're comfortable around me. Yeah, we're buddies, right? We're friends, right?
Oh yeah, yeah. Great friends.
Sure, you feel that way. Everybody has said for 2 weeks that I'm only going to deliver softballs to you, so I have to.
Oh, are these hard hitting?
Yeah, this is. Yeah, I have a hard hitting one here.
I liked it. I think we should do this with Bill. You know, we should just take turns. At some point in time, the two guys have to kind of sit out the entire interview.
I don't have a problem with
just a one-on-one.
I think it's easier with a one-on-one.
Just the way Greg does it. We'll do it.
You giggle every now and then.
Right. You do it 1 week.
You be the fanboy.
Right.
Okay.
Secondly, giggles and chuckles. Fitzy did sound a little bit nervous, didn't he?
No, he did. He's not nervous at all.
They had to towel him down. After he got his half of his
is there a guy that you would? I mean, I understand Fitzy, you know, is a huge Pats fan. I get it, but I'm trying to figure out: is there a guy that I would be that enamored with that would make me nervous?
Yeah. All right, Tom. Is there one?
No, I mean, no, there isn't. No, maybe Magic. Maybe Magic. Maybe initially with
childhood.
Yes, yes. I think that would.
Yeah, I would say Bird.
But were you?
But Glenn would make me feel better because he and Glenn are tight.
Yeah. My uncle had Magic.
Childhood.
Oh, the other one would be probably that. I did this with Rocky Blyer.
But here's the thing. But if it's childhood, then what is Fitzy, Jerry Thornton, and Pete Shepard's excuse?
They were all children.
They're all adults.
Wait, no, Shepard is not in the Fitzy.
With
Thornton.
Bill?
Is
ask
he?
Him about Bill.
No, wait, no.
Ask him
even.
About Bill.
Really?
Oh, my God.
Knees wobbled a little bit.
Get out.
Hey, Bill. Hey, Bill.
Yeah, that goes back to my old days working with Pete when him and I did that late, late show when I didn't ask.
That was with Bill. You did it with Bill.
I know. Yeah.
That's not true.
This is right after they played the San Diego Chargers, and what Matt Castle was the quarterback. They ended up losing that game. And
good time to catch
Bill. I asked one question. The entire 20-minute interview.
You were scared bleepless.
I was too close to being a player.
You were scared bleepless.
There is this weird respect. You're like, all right, I already know the answer, so I'm not going to try and get a gotcha moment out of him. I got to be respectful and act like I'm a player and just say yes sir, no sir.
Just totally
good.
Brady was good, though.
Brady was good.
I thought he was good. He was comfortable.
Let me ask you this. He answered the question.
There's a way of delivering questions, right?
Yeah.
Whereas maybe like Minahan, he kind of was going after him. And I think he felt defensive. I don't think he was like that at all. He was comfortable. And he still asked some good questions.
I would say that's true. And, you know, we'll see how it goes when you get into more
controversy. See what Ordway wants. What Ordway thinks is that because there's controversy, like there's going to be this, you know, somehow like wall where questions can't be asked. I will say with Brady, there's not anything you can ask him where he won't make you feel – he's not going to sit there and make you feel like a chump.
No, I agree. I think he's the best I've ever seen him.
Yeah, and it's funny because even the uncomfortable ones, there's this uncomfortable pause that I don't know how he does it because I would like to be able to do that with my wife sitting when we're arguing like so I don't put my foot in my mouth. You know, think before you speak, that whole thing.
So well, he and Bill have it down.
Oh, most definitely.
What's up, baby?
So Bill will join us at 4 o'clock today. So Greg got some good stuff out of Brady today, but you guys tell me. Has anybody changed their mind on what they thought last week about this whole Brady issue?
No, he's pissed.
Wait, as far as what?
What's the issue?
Which issue are we talking about?
Yeah, so, no, what happened last week? The whole issue, the Tom Curran piece, and everything we talked about all of last week. To me, I haven't changed my mind. I think Brady is...
Refresh us on what your opinion was, because it changes so many times.
No, my opinion...
Yeah, I had Friday off, so I lost. Yeah, I had a bad short-term memory.
It's been very consistent on this one, extremely consistent.
What is it?
I think Brady probably was pissed behind the scenes, but guess what? He's not going to act that way, and he's not going to act that out.
Glenn, here's the thing. Of course. I mean, when is he ever... So to me,
what are you talking about? Have you seen how it's been reported?
Has he ever, after everything that this guy has been through, has he ever shown anyone, other than the quick little passive-aggressive, it is what it is, ass craft, that whole thing, that's about as close to being disruptive as he will ever be, right?
Do you think he's going after next season? Do you think he's leaving here?
It is a possibility, although I think it's small.
Only contractually it's a possibility.
And it may not be his choice. So people sit there and think that we're just creating this narrative and we're just making stuff up.
That's not talk show debate. What do you guys think?
I've said it 100 times. Like, I think it's a very small possibility.
Yeah, if he sucks this year.
There may be more than him just playing like crap.
But if
there may
good
be
this year,
a player available that they can't pass up on. Timing issue. Somebody that they like that's young, that has years on it, that they can trade for, that
Garoppolo.
They can get. I don't know.
But Garoppolo may be available.
But there's a ton of variables that are associated with him playing.
I think if he plays well this year, there's no way that Tom Brady goes. No way that he goes. If Tom Brady struggles this year, then all bets are off. And you're right. It will not be his choice. They're going to look at it and say, we can't afford to spend $30 million on this guy right now because he's really starting to show some wear and tear. Can't do it. But everything I heard this morning, nothing changes. I mean, I don't feel
no, nothing does. But the hard hitting question, I want to get to that one.
Okay,
the hard hitting question that Greg Hill asked, I want to get to that answer because that one right there is the one where someone's going to help me out here. Just tell me what it means.
All right, we'll get to it. Bill Belichick will join us at 4 p.m. right here on OMM.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're back with more Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier on Sports Radio WEEI.
Should we let Nick ask a question? Tom, we have Fitzy here, Nick, and he's he worships the altar that you sit on every day.
Let's do it. Nick, what's up, baby?
All right, Tom Brady just said, Nick, what's up, baby? Let me check that off my bucket list. Awesome.
Come on, let's knock some of these off while you got me.
Yeah. All right, Tom. Tom, do you still have the special spot down there?
I haven't had one for a long time. No special spots for me.
Wait, who asked the special spot?
The parking spot.
Was that Hillman?
Greg, yeah.
So he didn't even let Fitzy ask your question?
No.
Well, Fitzy, it is the Greg Hill show.
It was more of a statement.
Okay.
You know, Fitzy got a statement.
Fitzy did end up asking your question, though.
Yeah, you could call it a
question.
He did.
He asked the question eventually. I can't remember what it was, but.
It was, what was your favorite?
No. That actually was a great question.
What was your favorite pass you've ever thrown?
Yes, I actually liked that.
That was awesome, Tom.
What we think of, he mentioned the Kembrell Tompkins one, Fitzy did. And he's like, you know, it's kind of a routine throw. Like, what? He mentioned the Troy Brown throw, which was in Miami, and I specifically remember that. And it wasn't necessary. It was a long throw, and the circumstances were crazy, and they had a tough time beating Miami. But what he considers a good throw based on coverage personnel and what we consider a tough throw, I mean, I think there's this huge divide between the two.
Well, I would say out of that interview, when he asked that tough, hard-hitting question, it was about the franchise tag. And right. I still find, when you talk about what has changed, what have you gotten out of it, I still feel like maybe we haven't gotten to the bottom of this. So we asked him, but I don't think we still haven't, but you're still up for our own interpretation.
I mean, I think, those are some personal feelings, and there's a lot of personal conversations that I've had that really, you know, aren't for other people's knowledge. You know, and again, what this is about is just this season and dealing with this year and beyond this year, whether it's signing five more years or signing a franchise tag or not playing, or none of those things needed to be decided this year. So I think what it was is just focused on this season and being in the right mental, emotional frame of mind, you know, go out there and perform at my highest level. And like I said, I've got such a great relationship with the team, and I had 20 years of success with, you know, Mr. Kraft and Jonathan and with Coach Belichick, with the whole organization, all the coaches. I mean, they know how I feel about them, you know, and we've just done some great things, and we're going to try to go do it again this year. And there's just, it takes a lot to get from now to March, and I don't want to overlook the big challenge that we're facing.
So it doesn't sound like a guy who's real pissed, even though he may be pissed.
I don't know about that.
Well, he doesn't sound like he's pissed.
Well, no, I'm just, when he says it's really just about this year.
Right.
Well, actually, it's not.
Sure it is.
No, it's not.
Why isn't it?
Because you just had a contract about next year. Get rid of the franchise tag for next year. If it was about this year, what should we do with the franchise tag? You know what? Who cares? Leave it. I'm worried about this year.
He doesn't want them to
trade him. He's looking forward to next year.
Yeah, but they can't trade him. That's what he's looking at. They don't have control of him, and it's all about control for Tom. So Tom said, if you're not going to give me a three-year deal.
So he's afraid they're going to trade him.
Yeah, sure. If you're not going to, he wants control. If at his age, he's looking at it saying, okay, I want to play until I'm 45. I don't know if you guys want me to play until you're 45. I think they do want him to play until he's 45 if he can play at a high level. If he can't, well, all bets are off.
Well, all I'm saying is he just said it's really just all about this year, and it's really not. I mean, you just signed a contract that's got nothing to do with this year. Because why did he ask for the franchise tag? Can they franchise him this year during the season?
No, but they can trade him. He doesn't want to trade him.
The point is that it wasn't about this year. It's about next year. He got something about next year's contract in this year's contract. So now it's not really about just playing football this year. For some reason, you made it about next year as well, and making sure that franchise tag was taken out of this deal.
So he looks at it, and he's seen players traded before where they tagged him, and then they deal him away. He wants to have control.
But then he goes on talking about this great relationship he has with this organization.
You don't buy that?
You're telling me he's afraid they're going to trade him. How great of a relationship is that?
Well, because
did he actually put in his contract that maybe, like you said, that's one way for them not to trade him?
Well, and you know why?
So that doesn't sound like a great relationship. A lot of trust.
If it most likely will all work out, okay? But there is a the crap hitting the fan, so to speak,
because of the contract.
But the doomsday scenario for Brady would be some sort of injury. Coupled with a guy that becomes available that they've liked for a long period of time.
Correct.
I don't know who it is. So
right.
When people sit there and go, you just make some. No, we're not. This happens. It almost happened to him a couple years ago. And you know what? Probably won't happen again. That's what the odds tell me. But just in case, I'm never going to put myself in that position again.
Right. That's what he's doing.
So, okay. But is there a chance? Of course there is.
Yep.
But it's unlikely.
No, but if he plays well this year, mm-hmm. I believe that there's no way that this organization is going to unload him. And I don't think he's going to go elsewhere. I don't think he's going to pick up and move at age 43 and say, you know what? I want to start my career all over again in Tennessee or in Detroit at 43. If they want him back, he's in. But I agree with you. That's the one doomsday scenario. He shows wear and tear. He's not the same player, or he gets a major injury, and there's somebody else that they can acquire that comes into their focus. Yeah. So that's because, the one thing that can happen.
Because the alternative would be, let's just say one of those two things happens. Let's say he gets hurt. But then they don't have an alternative, and Stidham is not as good as they think, and then they have to draft somebody that's not ready. Well, it makes more sense for them to wait, rehab it, get through with him for at least 1 year, and then see where they're, and then cut bait the next year.
Right.
So, but if somebody becomes available and he's still playing good, well, I mean, that's where they're really going to have to make a tough decision. We have these young quarterbacks. We have this 7 year vet that's becoming available, manageable salary that we would like to incorporate into our system with the idea that he will take the job. John Elway had it. I'm going to say it was Bubby Brister. I'm not even sure who it was that actually was that bridge quarterback that was on the roster that took the job that ended up sucking, and then somebody else came in. But again, for people to think that he's not thinking about that is insane. Yeah.
No, I just think when you take the franchise and make sure you get out of that contract, you are opening the door, again, to have control, to have all that power, to walk away if you want. That's all. I mean, if you legitimately trusted this organization, if it really was just about this year, and they said, okay, we're going to give you this contract, but the franchise tag, everything stays in place, we're going to give you just more money this year. You know, then I would say, okay, it is just about this year. Maybe in the offseason they'll deal with the franchise tag on their own because they trust one another. Instead, it's not just about playing football this year because the contract he just signed has to do with next year. And if he really, truly trusted and had a great relationship, I don't know if he'd have a fear of them trading him. But the truth is, he really doesn't. Because, you know, maybe he felt like he was going to get traded throughout the whole Jimmy Garoppolo thing. So his eyes are wide open. So I don't know if he really, truly does trust them.
No, I think that's part of it. But I think it is about that, Lou. I don't think he wants to put it in their hands that they have the ability to trade him away.
Right.
On the other hand, I think if he plays well this year, this next year, and they offer him a deal, does anybody really believe
you know
he's going to pick up and leave? I think you're crazy.
Think about this at this juncture of his career. Think about the way this negotiation would go back and forth, right? Hey, you're the Patriots. Hey, okay, listen, we want to make sure we keep your franchise rights. We want the right to franchise you. But listen, we're telling you, we're buddies. We love you. Been here forever. We're not going to franchise you, but we want to keep it. All right, okay, well, then I'm like, well, okay, listen, since you're saying that, don't put it in there. Just don't put it in. Well, you know what? We're not going to do it, but we just want to keep it in there. Okay, you just said you're not going to use it. Then why does it need to be in there? Okay, so either it's important or it isn't important. To me, that would be the main sticking point.
Yeah, you can't sit here and forth, though.
You can't sit here and act like, hey, listen, just trust me.
No.
No. Just put it in paper.
But
put it in writing.
But wait a minute. Dungy would not be doing his job if he allowed any of that to sit there and say, oh, we're good. We're good. We're
just, but he's gotten screwed over in the past on his contract. So the fact that he actually
got something
financially?
He's agreed to this stuff.
Okay. You call it him agreeing to it. I guess ultimately he's responsible for it. You're right. Ultimately he's responsible because he could have fought it, held out, asked for a trade,
never has.
Said his helmet doesn't fit and he wants a different one. There's a million different things he could have done.
Refuses to play until he gets his old helmet back.
Going to say, yeah, find the league, whatever.
I could have gone into the cryogenic machine.
Yeah, it's funny though.
My old helmet.
When you mentioned that, so if a guy says he's getting screwed with especially a guy like Brady who has so much power and it can easily wield a lot of leverage if he wants it, I feel like you can't ever say that. You can't tell me you're getting screwed if you have the power to fight it and you don't. Then who's getting screwed there? Like, whose fault is it?
Well, it's your fault for agreeing to everything.
Yeah.
No,
because it's just you're not comfortable with the way you'll be looked at.
That's why he got the tag thing taken out.
Gosh,
because he knew he wasn't going to get a long-term deal, which he wanted. And then he said, okay, then I want to be free.
He's a different animal. He's totally different in the way he operates stuff. Right? I believe totally.
Did he like rock out of the building with his shirt off? Like that scene
there's a reason why this franchise tag thing was taken out and why they didn't want to give it up. And then why they eventually gave it up. Yeah, I mean, there's a reason why.
Because he wants control.
Yeah.
But on the other hand,
he doesn't trust him.
On the other hand, I don't think any of us are disputing what Tom Curran wrote last week, that he might have been pissed that he actually wanted a 2 or 3 year deal. I'm not disputing that at all. But did this sound like a guy this morning that's all bent out of shape, that's all pissed off, that's about to leave the franchise? No. So in the end, He's one of those guys that behind closed doors is sitting there going, they're screwing me, they're doing this. He's pissing and moaning. But when it comes to reality of where he's going to be, we've seen it in the past. You just said it. He's got screwed in the past. No, he hasn't. He's accepted less money to help the team. It's on him. He accepted
that. Oh, I know, but he never publicly shows anything. I mean, publicly, he never shows anything. That he's upset he about
acts,
anything.
He never acts on anything. And he's not going to act on this either.
You think he's been perfectly content throughout his entire career with contracts and everything that's gone down?
No, I just said it, Lou.
Foxborough?
I think he pisses
He'll
and moans.
He'll just never publicly talk about it. So this is nothing new.
I think he pisses and moans, and in the end, he realizes this is still the best spot for him.
It is
and he accepts
what it.
It
is.
And he's thrived in it.
It is.
I plead the fifth.
What
he's
it
thrived
is.
In it. But I don't think you've got a dissatisfied employee here who's all pissed off. I don't. I think he's upset. He'd rather have security to 45 only as an ego thing. I don't think the money is that big a deal. It's more of an ego thing. And so when he didn't get it, he said, well, screw you. I'm going to make sure you can't deal me away. Then I'm going to have control. As he said this morning, he might walk away. If he walks away, he can
like
walk
a lot
away.
Of trust there is what
he
I'm
has
saying.
Control.
Doesn't sound like the best relationship. Doesn't sound like a lot
trust?
Of trust.
They've had 20 years of trust.
I'm just saying.
I think you're wrong. I think they've had 20 years of trust. I think this pissing
I mean, if
and
trust
moaning.
Trust them, you don't get rid of the franchise tag.
Sure you do.
Okay.
Why wouldn't you? Why wouldn't you want
going around circles?
Why wouldn't you want some control?
You don't want a little bit of control because I don't trust them. Do you understand that?
Okay, so you think this thing is really fractured?
No, you're taking it like it's fractured. I'm saying the guy's going to go out and play well. All I'm saying is that when he talks about how this contract, you know, he doesn't care about the future. He only cares about now and playing for this team. I would say, well, not really, because your contract has a lot to do with next year and this franchise tag. And when he says, we have a great relationship and I trust this organization, well, not really, because you're actually making sure the tag isn't there okay. So they don't trade you.
All right.
Let's get to you're taking
calls.
It to another level like he's pissed and is ready to walk out. I'm not saying he's pissed ready to walk
no,
out.
No, I'm saying just the opposite. He might be pissed behind the scenes. I think he's done this entire career, but he always gives in because I think in the end, he looks at it and says, this is best for the organization. In the end, he's thrived in this thing. He's going to end up as the greatest player to ever play, and a big part of it is the fact that he spent 20 years right here with his franchise. All right, to the phone calls coming up next, 617-779-7937.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Glenn Ordway, Lou Merlone, and Christian Fourier on Sports Radio WEEI.
Let's just say the Drew Brees deal was acrimonious, and I would say this agreement was not. I would say that there's tension there between Brady and the Patriots. But do I think Tom Brady is going to be playing for another team next year? No, I do not. I think it's either he retires or he's back with the Patriots.
That's Greg Bedard over the weekend. So this tension or whatever, this tension because you're dealing with something that's never happened before.
Didn't we hear that? Wasn't that tension from a couple years ago?
Tension. It was tension last year.
Was it? Oh, that's what it was last year.
Yeah, last year.
A certain amount of tension helps make great things happen.
I tell you what, that's the buzzword right there, tension.
Every year.
There's tension in the studio right now.
How is there tension in the studio?
There's no dysfunction.
Well, I'm creating
tension.
You walk in down here on a Monday.
That's what happens when you're here. Feeling. Yeah, there's a lot of tension.
I don't get the idea.
I think they've had tension before. I don't think it ever gets involved in how they play in the field. Was it last year was the ultimate test? Do you think all that stuff was real, or do you think that people made that up?
No, I think it was real.
Okay, so and then we also said it's not. Is it going to impact this team? No.
No.
Not one bit, and it didn't. They won a Super Bowl. Same thing here.
Right.
But it doesn't mean that there, you know, there wasn't tension or there wasn't. I mean, it's a contract negotiation. One side didn't get what they wanted. The other side requested what they wanted. I mean, it was back and forth, right?
Yeah, that's all it was.
Yeah, so eventually Brady, you know, wasn't happy not getting an extension, maybe a long-term one. So he made sure that he was free at the end of the year. I still say, you know, he wanted that franchise tag for a reason. Maybe you guys say it's because he didn't want to be traded. All right, then he felt like he didn't trust the organization that they might trade his ass.
And let's just say, like, once the contract negotiations are handled and it's done and it's over and now you're going into the second preseason game, do you think anyone's walking around holding a grudge with an attitude? You think Kraft and Brady walk by each other and don't say anything?
No.
Or he walks in Bill's office and there's no eye contact?
No, I don't think it's an issue.
I mean, whatever. Once it's finally over and everybody's agreed to it, whether you feel like you got screwed, whether you feel like you won, or it was a push, each side got a little something, but nobody was, you know, got exactly what they wanted.
But listen, if it had worked the other way and Brady got what he wanted and he had a contract to the age of 45, I'll tell you who would be nervous and who would be concerned,
Bill.
And that would be Bill.
I agree.
Because Bill's looking at it saying, okay, we're okay. If a man can play at the highest level in the National Football League at age 43, 44, and 45, if he can, this organization and me, we're screwed.
Yeah, that's right.
That's how he would be looking at it.
So I was just laughing at this. So that was Bedard, right?
Yeah.
Talking about Brady. Did you see this tweet he put out back and forth?
I did with Ron Harmon.
He had his article, Boston Sports Journal. The tweet, the headline says, the Landon Roberts to Ron Harmon, they know increased competition puts their spots in jeopardy. That was the tweet. Daron Harmon tweeted back, come on, Greg, I never said that at all. Three crying face emojis. Stop with the fake news, my man. So Bedard came back. Said that might be fair. Jeopardy might have been too strong. How about this? New headline. Landon Roberts, Daron Harmon, no competition for spots, has only increased this year. So Harmon comes back and says, I mean, that's still not what we talked about, but I guess you're just trying to write a good story, LOL.
Well, isn't that just basically his opinion anyways, right? Isn't that just Bedard's opinion?
No, he's claiming that he had a conversation with these guys. I think that's what Harmon is claiming. He had a conversation, and those weren't.
And that's what he took out of the conversation. At least that's the impression of it.
He took an interpretation of the conversation, and what Harmon is saying, that's not what I said.
He walked away from that interview saying, he feels like his job's in jeopardy.
Exactly.
He thinks he's gonna go tell his wife they need to pack up the stuff and sell the house.
And Harmon said that's not true. That's not what his interpretation was. All right. To the phone calls we go. We go to Michael in Southie. Michael.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
What's up?
Got a question. They go through the regular season. Brady puts up his numbers. They go into the playoffs. Can't come to a deal. If either one of them put Kraft in the position to choose, what happens?
We've played this game a million times. You put Kraft in a position to choose between Brady and Bill.
I mean, I'll
play along. I'm not going to waffle. It's Bill. I think he picks Bill.
I do, too.
Bill's the future.
I think he already has.
Yeah. But I really think, Michael, it comes down to it's on Brady. So Brady has to play well this year. Brady, unfortunately, can't show wear and tear. He can't get hurt with a major injury because if any of that stuff happens, why would the Patriots bring him back next year other than they love him because he's been the most important player in the history of not only this franchise but the entire league? But if he can't go out and perform at a high level, why would they bring him back?
Well, outside of a major injury, you got to assume after 20 years he's going to have a typical Brady season. He's going to pass for 4,500, 20 or so touchdowns. Why should this year be any different outside of a major injury?
He's a year older, and he was starting to show some of this last year. Not much, but it was a drop, right?
Oh, okay. No, that's true. All right, thank you.
Okay.
And I would say, you know, inexperience at the weapons as far as throwing to them. And I know on Thursday night everybody looked good.
Yeah, don't get carried away.
I'm just saying, you know, Jacoby Myers, I don't know, Maurice Harris had a couple he should have caught, Dorsett, you'll have Edelman, you'll have no tight end, but
don't know, maybe the weapons show. Maybe we sit here on Mondays after games and say, look at Brady's numbers, and we count four or five balls that should have been caught. We look at one interception that maybe shouldn't have happened. And at the end of the day, after four, five, 6 weeks of that, you look back and say, wow, these numbers. Well, Max Kellerman will have them, you know, on ESPN. He'll be talking about them. Numbers maybe aren't Brady-like.
Yeah, but the numbers may not have an awful lot to do with it. That may be the perception by the media.
Cliff.
But they're going to look at how well he's playing or whether he's actually showing now his age. And if that's the case, they probably will move on, right? And he's the one that came out and said, if he sucks, right, he'll
walk
away.
Athletes never they don't really see that.
Oh, really?
No, they don't see that, you know, because it's always like, well, you weren't the same player. Well, you know, I don't agree. You know, I think this had to do with it, and that had to do with it. Maybe I had one bad month, but, you know, that happens to anybody. Or, you know, one bad year, maybe, but I'll come back next year stronger. It's really hard for, I think, athletes to sit there and say, you know what, I suck.
All right, I think you're right, but he said it, and I think they're going along with that.
You know, I suck, I'll retire.
Thank you. Here's Scott in Shrewsbury. Hi, Scott.
Hi, good afternoon, guys.
What's up?
Let me ask you two quick, easy yes or no questions that I hope prove a point. So, the first one is, if Brady has a really good season next year, he plays pretty darn well, and the Patriots then give him a good contract, they pay him well to play the next year, to play the year after, does Brady leave?
No.
Okay, I agree. Now let's flip it around. Let's say Brady has a terrible season, or worse, he gets hurt, something like that. The Patriots probably play hardball with him, or maybe let him walk outright. Do you agree with that, yes or no?
Yes.
It's a good test. I like it.
So given that, why are we talking about this franchise tag thing? In either universe, it makes no difference.
Well, let me ask you a question. Why is he?
Yeah. That's my question. I don't understand the point.
Well, that's what we're trying to get to. Why was it so important for Tom Brady to get rid of it then, if you just broke all that down?
Because I don't care how many plans you make. I don't care what type of arrangement you have. Crap happens.
Yep.
So get prepared for it. Just in case.
Okay.
Why not? But I mean,
Scott,
that's it.
Scott, you're in negotiation.
The franchise tag is when you have a guy who's like 26, who's just coming to his awesome peak, and he's looking for his long-term record-setting kind of deal. That's not where Brady is.
No, that's not true. That's true, but it's also for older players that you don't want to – I mean, am I really doing this right now?
Yeah.
I don't want to sit there – and give you a definition of how many different ways you can use a franchise tag. You don't want to lose him. He wants to play hardball. The negotiations suck. All right, forget about it. I'm just going to franchise you. We'll play this year out, and we'll worry about it later.
He wants a three-year deal. He's old. We only want to give him one. So we'd rather franchise him and pay him $32.5 for 1 year as opposed to give him a two-, three-year deal that he might be looking for.
So he comes
They've
back.
Now lost that power.
So he comes back, and part of the negotiation and he says, all right, give me the 1 year. You don't want to give me the multiple years. Give me the 1 year. If that's the case, then I don't want the franchise tag. That's part of negotiation. That's what you do. That makes sense. And he wants control. He wants to be
I don't understand why people would.
I don't think it's a big deal.
I don't understand why. I don't. It probably won't affect anything, but with the slim chance that it does, why wouldn't you want to be protected and covered? That to me is the biggest issue. Why wouldn't I want to be covered? Just in case people in California, earthquake insurance, flood insurance, you know, people out in Florida, hurricane insurance. You know, listen, the odds of it, you know, depending on where you live, the odds of it affecting you, probably slim. Like in LA, they had a huge earthquake out in, I don't know, Sacramento or something like that. And some people, you know, outside of it didn't get affected at all. But people who had earthquake insurance were covered, even though the odds of them being affected by earthquake were really, really slim.
Yeah. No, listen, I agree. It's just that when I hear him talk about the relationship 20 years and the trust factor, then I would say, well, if you really did trust him, then you wouldn't try to get rid of the franchise tag. That's all I'm saying. That's it.
Yeah, I think it's just
and then you would get the year was up. You guys would trust one another to work something out, maybe not get tagged, figure it out. Maybe you would get tagged. That's your best financial option. I don't know. But you can't sit there and say, you know, I wanted to get rid of the franchise tag and that you fully trust this organization. You have a great relationship in the same sentence.
I've got such a great relationship with the team, and I have 20 years of success with, you know, Mr. Kraft and Jonathan and you know, with Coach Belichick, with the whole organization, all the coaches.
I don't think he's lying about any of that stuff. But when you talk about trust, you got an agent. And the agent's not going to sit there and say, okay, guys, we trust each other, so we don't have to put anything in writing. Let's just go on a verbal agreement. It doesn't work that way. You're dealing with big-time sports. You're dealing with
$28 million
salaries.
Well aware of that.
So you have to do that, Lou. Right. It's not a matter you can sit there and say, they trust each other.
You think he's going to get more than 32 and a half for 1 year?
How good is he next year? Tell me how good he is. Is he real good?
Yeah.
If he's real good, then I would go back to what you saw in the voided contracts, 30 and 32. My guess is they work those numbers out.
Bill's,
that's what they think. If he's good, that's what they're going to be.
All right, so 32 and a half.
30 and 32, franchise. Right.
Okay, add 6.5 on top of that, correct? Because of the bonus money?
Yes.
You think Bill's going to carry him at $38, $39 million cap hit?
Yes.
You do?
Next year, if he's good this year?
No,
yes.
No chance.
Yes.
I don't think so.
Absolutely. Here's
Robin Swamp. $38, $39 million cap hit for 1 year?
Because they'll redo the deal next year to set it up for next year. They're not going to. They'll do the same thing. They'll have voided years, and it will be passed on to the next year.
So then you will get to the point where eventually when he retires or stops playing, you will have $20 million in dead cap.
Well, you get 13 next year if he's gone this year.
Okay.
Well, you get 13 next year, and then you have to add a quarterback.
If he plays 1 year, you only have 6.5. Now you're going to have 20 of something.
Here's Robin Swamskett. Hey, Rob.
Hi, fellas. How are you?
Good, Rob.
Hey, I don't want you to take this the wrong way, but I just have to come out and say it. This is a non-story. And if you guys are talking about it, you're just falling for the same crap that everyone else is trying to feed people. This is a non-story. Did anyone listen to him this morning, the interview with Greg Hill? Did you listen to that? Because if that doesn't put all this to bed for you folks, nothing will. If you want to talk about the Patriots, all right, talk about like something that's actually viable, like talk about their running backs or their offensive line or their linebacking crew and what they're going to do. Something that's actually like
why'd you do it, Rob,
newsworthy
for us?
Or noteworthy.
You can do it. You can do it for us. Right? Go ahead.
Break down
the offensive line. Which one of those five offensive linemen did you like Thursday night?
Well, let me ask you a question. Let me ask you then. Why did he want that franchise tag taken out of this contract?
I don't care.
Okay,
well, that's a different story.
That's a different story.
Do I not care? But neither should you.
Well, I do.
You should not give two craps. Why? Are you going to get more money?
No, I do. I think it's a good topic. I think there's people that have talked to Tom that aren't happy about it. I think if you're following Tommy Curran and what he's been writing about, I think you realize that there's a reason why he wanted that in there. That he wasn't happy with what he didn't get, so now he wants to be free. Maybe it is just to make him sweat a little bit. At the end of the year.
Yeah, I used to listen to Tom E. Curran, but then I realized he was more wrong than he was right.
I don't know about that. I'm not so sure.
Take a look at what they did with Hightower. What he was saying, what Hightower was going to do versus what he did. He was saying it for 6 months, and it wound up being wrong.
Oh, okay. Thanks, bro.
If he's so tied in with the team, it's kinda not newsworthy anymore. It's over.
Hey, Rob.
It's over.
Rob, let me just throw this out at you. I get your feelings on this when you're a Patriot
fan.
Right. You're a Patriot fan, and you just want to get...
I'm a fanboy.
Okay. You just want to get onto the season, and you don't want distractions. I get that and understand it.
It's not a distraction,
But you can't tell me, and it isn't a distraction, you can't tell me that it's not a story. It is a story. You may not like to hear about the story. You may not want to hear about the story, but it is a story. And by the way, I hate to tell you, we get full phone lines when we talk about this.
Fake news.
Somebody wants to talk about it. Will it affect the team this year? I'm with you. Based on what I heard this morning, I don't think it's going to affect the team at all. Matter of fact, I said the same thing last year, and I do believe there was some friction behind closed doors, and yet I didn't think it was going to affect the season. But it's still
it's tension.
Still is a story.
Tension.
Excuse me, friction.
Mm-hmm.
Friction.
No, tension.
Why'd you talk about it, though?
Because I think it's a story.
Yeah.
I think it is a story.
Of course it is.
Now, the effects of it.
Yeah, so is Jake Bailey versus Ryan Allen, but we're not going to do that right now.
I think we should. We should break down the punting competition. That's real football. Get Chatham on the phone.
By the way,
he is our special teams correspondent.
Who held the ball on Kostowski's missed field goal? That was Allen. Check mark against him.
He's on one of those bubble guys.
617.
I want to give you a little glimpse here inside my notes.
617-779-7937, our phone number here on OMF. It is our first Patriots Monday. Bill Belichick joins us at 4.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.